Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
You may remember probably a little over a week ago we had a chat to the Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Nuatali Nelms, and I put it at the end of our discussion about something else, the V8 supercars, because I'm a diehard motor racing fan, and I swear I could hear something in her voice, but she was being very coy about it. Lord Mayor, good morning. When we spoke last time, did you know the V8 supercars were coming? Because if so, why did you hold out on me?
Look, the rumours have been rife around Newcastle for a couple of months since council resolved to push ahead with a bid in conjunction with Destination New South Wales. So, you know, I kept hearing good feedback, and I kept hearing there was going to be a positive announcement soon. But, I'd heard that it was looking good, and I was very pleased when I was notified that it was such good news the Premier was coming up to help announce it.
Excellent. Now, I made a sweeping statement yesterday when the news was announced. I reckon this circuit, the Newcastle CBD circuit, would be one of the top five street circuits in the world. I'm prepared to put my money where my mouth is. It's just going to be amazing.
Look, obviously I'm not a motor racing expert and track design expert, but I did have a good chat to the drivers that were there yesterday, and they were genuinely excited. They walked the track. And we're talking about the hills and some of the rises, and one of them commented, "This is one of the best street tracks because there's a lot of opportunities for overtaking." And the mother in me had a moment where, "Oh, that sounds dangerous."
Oh, don't overtake! It's dangerous. Slow down! Slow down!
The woman in me also said, thanks for the offer of the hot lap, but I'd also just like to drive.
Okay, well, there you go. good to see you're a lead foot as well. I suppose, look, that's the great news, and with it comes a lot of infrastructure, with it comes a lot of, the dotting of the I's and crossing of the T's, and, you know, obviously residents are going to have concerns about road closure. Gee, they're going to have to leave their driveway quickly, aren't they? The cars, quick, get out. Here comes Lounsey. But obviously it's going to take, you know, some discussion. And that's when the rubber really hits the road, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the first thing that we'll be doing in conjunction with supercars and Destination New South Wales is making sure we go through the community consultation before the final route of the track is determined, and that's a really important part, and that was part of the discussions I had with Destination New South Wales in the early stages, and they were very adamant that, you know, this announcement is about the funding and the event coming here, and then there's a long process to hold a major event that council will be working very closely with supercars and the state government to make sure it is a success for the city.
And with a five-year, consideration, that's what really needs to be done, because it just takes so long to bed something in and basically, you know, work out the gremlins, because you can never hit the ground running with a perfect event right from the get-go.
Yeah, the logistics of going into any event, particularly a major event like this, take years of a team dedicated full-time to dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's, as you mentioned. And we have an amazing events team at council that have not only worked on big international events like the Asian Cup, but also regularly small events, all the road closures in Newcastle. So I'm very confident our council team will be able to guide supercars and Destinations New South Wales through this process. And part of the reason we were in the running as a city is because of our track record in hosting big events, and because of our events team at council has done such a great job over many years at pulling off big events in the city, we were top of the list.
Well, there's a saying in radio, it's called, you're only as good as your last gig, so what's next? Come on.
Look, I'm happy to aim high for the city. You know, I love Newcastle. I grew up here. I live here with my family. I got involved in council because, you know, I was concerned about footpaths and the local park, expecting to sort of just do my community service and then go back to my normal life. But now I have the honour of being the Lord Mayor. I will be shooting for the stars every day for Newcastle. And I've said numerous times I would love to host a Commonwealth Games here. You know, I'd like a really big, long-term international event to come to the city. And probably securing it would be many years before you would actually see it happen. Mm-hmm. But I keep shooting for those, high goals.
Well, it's coming to the Gold Coast, so anything's possible in the next 10 to 20 years or so. Thanks for your time this morning. It is great news. As I said, I'm a diehard motor motor racing fan, but aside from that, this is a major, major, major sporting event, and it is going to, and a worldwide sporting event as well. So the eyes of the world for that particular race every year are going to be on Newcastle. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
2NURFM 103.7.